One of the trademarks of ISIS brutality has been their treatment of Yazidi women in northern Iraq. The militants are holding thousands of them as hostages and subjecting them to horrible abuses. But some have escaped. Reporter Susanna George caught up with a group of Yazidi women who had managed to flee from ISIS. And as we hear in Susanna's story, they face an uncertain future.
In a sleepy suburb of Duhok in northern Iraq, a group of young Yazidi women are taking refuge in a halfway house of sorts, set up by a wealthy member of their small, insular community. These 19 and 20-year-olds were kidnapped by Islamic State fighters when their village was taken over by the group in August. This woman, who asked to only be referred to by the name Jan, says when the fighters came, they rounded up the young women, put them in SUVs, and drove them to Mosul. Once in Mosul, she says she was put in a house with four other women. One night, she says one of the girls with her was taken away and raped. Other girls, she says, were beaten. Terrified, after a few days, she decided it was time to escape. Jan says she waited until a Friday afternoon when all the men were at the mosque for prayers, including her guards. She covered her hair and face with a black veil so that no one would recognize her and slipped out through an unlocked door. Once in the street, she saw a woman, asked to borrow her phone, then took it and ran away. It wasn't funny at the time, but Jan laughs as she remembers the phone was out of credit. In the end, she was able to get into a taxi, and the driver lent her his phone and took her to safety. She later learned that her father and brothers had been killed by Islamic State militants. She says her mothers and sisters haven't been seen or heard from since her village was attacked. Without my family and my mother and father, I have no idea what the future will be, she says. Then she adds, I don't think I can live like that. At 19 years old, Jan already has tired eyes. She barely looks up when she speaks. Her hands twist nervously in her lap. Yazidi women generally marry young, and the marriages are usually arranged by their families. Women generally don't work outside the home, so without a family or a husband, it's almost impossible for a woman to support herself. Jan isn't married yet, so she's got a real reason to feel adrift. But the men running the house where Jan's staying say they'll take care of her and the other young women as long as they need it and help them find husbands. But Jan says she can't even think about starting her own family now. What future do I have? She asks. Talal Haskani is another Yazidi displaced to Duhok. He's working for a local NGO documenting the plight of the Yazidis. He says there are all kinds of rumors about what's happening to the women being held by Islamic State fighters, much of them confirmed by Jan's situation. But as for the women who've escaped, Talal says even those who've been raped shouldn't worry that they'll be ostracized or outcast. He says the community understands and will take care of them.
In our tradition, it's not will be a stigma for them. There are so many guys or boys are now ready to marry them. Yes.
Talal says he'd be honored to marry one of the women.
If she accepts me, yes, I am ready.
For now, Talal says he's just hoping the rest of the women currently being held will be freed or find a way to escape themselves. For The World, I'm Susanna George in Duhok, northern Iraq.